Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Carl Calabrese is with us live, Republican strategist and WBEN contributor. Five-way primary today for the Democratic nomination for Buffalo mayor. And Carl, we learned yesterday that there was low turnout for early voting. 6% of Erie County residents cast ballots. 8% of City of Buffalo voters went to the polls. What does that say to you?
Well, I listened to Commissioner Moore yesterday talk about that, and I think he nailed it. He said that means that this race, unlike many races where there's a really big early turnout, this race is going to be decided on election day, primary day, at the polling places. So that makes it a little bit unique in current history. But, you know, we're all familiar with that old adage in real estate. It's all about location, location, location. There's a similar adage in politics, and that's turnout, turnout, turnout. What I'm hearing from pretty well-placed sources in the Democrat Party is that Ryan's attacks on Scanlon regarding Carl Paladino and his support for Scanlon have been effective. They have made the race much closer. And if that is indeed the case, I believe it is based on the sources who have talked to me. If that is the case, then the turnout model becomes critical. As I've said on your show before, if Scanlon can come out of South Buffalo with 75% of the vote, then that means that Sean Ryan is going to have a supercharged turnout model on his end in the remainder of the city. So I think it's going to be a very interesting election night.
We know these numbers don't exactly correlate to what happens at the polls all the time, but you know, with what you just said, if he can have a strong turnout in South Buffalo, the numbers of donors in South Buffalo, I mean, Chris Scanlon had almost all of them. I mean, everybody, but I think three individual donors giving to Scanlon's campaign. Meanwhile, you look at the Elmwood Bidwell neighborhood with Sean Ryan, and he has more donors, but it's not that overwhelming majority. Is there something to be said about the donations that have come in, and, you know, in one stronghold, you get everything, and in the other side stronghold, you'd get most, but it might not be as big of a margin?
Yeah, I think outside of the South Buffalo, the margin was about 60-40% in favor of Ryan. It's one more indicator that you put down in trying to handicap and predict the race. We've talked about the other ones on this show, and that is that I really do believe that the City of Buffalo Democrat Party underperformed petition time. We saw that when Scanlon came in with twice as many signatures on his petitions as Ryan. That is a huge indicator about the strength of the Get Out the Vote grassroots organization. That was the first indicator. Second indicator was the fact that Ryan was then sending out letters to people outside of the City of Buffalo in his Senate district, looking for volunteers to come into the city to help. That tells me that party was trying to backfill those weaknesses they had going into the petition period. Now, what we don't know, and we won't know until tonight, is what steps did Ryan and Jeremy Zellner, the chairman, take to beef up the party organization petition drive? And we won't know that. There's very few people who know that. But the results will speak for themselves tonight. If they've done a really good, effective job at beefing up the City of Buffalo Democrat Committee and they can perform in terms of getting out the vote, then again, we're going to have a very close race, because I don't think there's any doubt that the Scanlon organization in South Buffalo will perform.
Carl, are you watching any key primary races outside of the city in the suburbs?
Well, it's definitely Amherst. I mean, Amherst is just a very, very large town in terms of population, over 100,000 people, one of the largest suburbs in the state, actually, not just Erie County, but in the state. And you've got a Republican primary between two men, Dan Gagliardo and Dennis Hoban. They're fighting for the Republican nomination. What makes the race interesting is that the seat is now open. The supervisor seat is open by virtue of the fact that Brian Culpeper cannot run again. He's been term limited. you're going to have an open seat. That always makes it a more competitive seat and gives the out-of-power party a little better chance of gaining that seat. So that's a real big one in terms of significance to county politics.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Statewide, a lot of eyes on New York City. This could be a big turning point or factor in where the Democratic Party nationally goes from here, can it?
Oh, absolutely, Brian. You know, this race has gotten tight by all the polls I've been looking at. Some have it now within single digits. And again, the turnout model will matter greatly in terms of who wins that primary. But you're absolutely right. This will tell a lot about what direction the Democrat Party is going, because the guy who's running against Cuomo, a member of the city council, is a member of the Democratic Socialists of America. Sound familiar with India Walton? If you read their platform, it's somebody like me, it's downright scary. Not only do they want to defund the police, they want to empty the jails, and they want public ownership of corporations. It's just, it's really as far left as you could go in our politics. So it will tell you a lot about where the heart and soul of the Democrat Party is today.
And Carl, big announcement last night from President Trump on a ceasefire between Israel and Iran. And now this morning, both countries have violated the terms. President Trump is not happy. He made remarks before he left for the NATO summit. But just how fragile is this right now?
Susan, nothing is ever easy. Nothing is ever straightforward when it comes to the Middle East. We've known that going back to the formation of Israel in 1948. And so I'm really not surprised. Now, you know, Trump, I'm sure, will go to work. I really do believe the Iranians want this to stop and want to have some kind of deal. And I think he's got a lot of leverage over Israel. And so I'm sure the president is working the phones today and has his surrogates meeting in back channels to get this thing calmed down as quickly as possible. But nothing's ever easy in this part of the world.
Yeah, it doesn't seem that way. But still, I mean, the idea that a ceasefire would happen so quickly after these attacks on the Iranian nuclear sites, whether or not they moved things out of Fordo beforehand, I would maybe, I guess, work in the president's favor in proving a point that it worked, you could say.
Oh, it certainly did. And of course, yesterday, Trump put out a post that the Iranians gave us early warning about their missile attack in Qatar. You knew the Iranians were going to have to respond. In that culture, saving face is very, very important. Any type of response, even an ineffective one, checks that box that they have saved face and now they can go to the next step. So it looks like they did what they had to do. Apparently, there was no casualties on the American side. And now they want to get down and talk. I think they've got nothing. I mean, Israel took out their air defense system, took out 60% of their missile launchers and missiles. They really don't have much bargaining power anymore now that these bunker buster bombs apparently have been so effective. So, they want to get back to the table. I think Israel will eventually get back to the table, and maybe we can get a deal. But the key point here is there has to be regime change, not imposed by us. Donald Trump does not want to put boots on the ground and try to do nation building. I think we all learned a very, very valuable lesson during the Bush years. That doesn't work. If there's regime change, it's got to be organic. It's got to come from the people of Iran rising up, taking back their government from these really fanatical religious mullahs and instituting a more moderate civilian-based government. That is the long-term solution to Iran, and you know, we'll just wait and see if that happens. But one more point. You know, I've heard people saying that the Republican base is fractured and they're not supporting Donald Trump anymore because of this. Well, that's not showing up in polls. But I remind people that, you know, Donald Trump did not run as a pacifist. He did not run saying, I'll never use American power, even if vital American interests and security are at stake. And I remind people, in his first term, he used American power numerous times. He used American power to defeat ISIS. He used American power to defeat the Russian mercenary group known as the Wagner Group in Syria. He killed Soleimani. And at one point, he threatened North Korea with nuclear annihilation. This is not a man who's afraid to use American force when he thinks it's in our vital national interest and our national security. And so I've told people, don't be surprised. You should not have been surprised that he used American in this situation, because he's been saying for 20 years, Iran cannot have the bomb.
Carl, great to hear you again this morning. Carl Calabrese, strategist on WBEN.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.